Welcome to the Flat Racing Guru. It's April 4th, 2024. We then had an excellent World Cup. We finished off, we started with the trifecta in race one, Purebred Arabian. We went then, went through the card with big prices, winners or places. And we had 25-1 shots and a 16-1 shot, both nearly winning in the first three races. And we got second in both of them races. And then we went through with a few winners and finished off the card with the Knapp Laurel River, which was given at 16-1 on the Wednesday because they opened up the prices early that week. And we finished the Great World Cup with the World Cup winner, Laurel River. I actually said, you're going to think I'm crazy picking Laurel River, and he won easy. So there, I wasn't that crazy, was it? And plus his price came right down. And I noticed a lot of I got a lot of hits in the morning on the podcast, and it was over 340 people in the morning alone tuned into that podcast. So I think everyone was on Laurel River. So well done for getting that right. I'll do some podcasts through the summer season, but I don't do UK racing or jump racing. The bookies, for me, the bookies, if you put these hackers on, we've been doing over the years, you'll find out that it's always your last couple of horses, isn't it, that get beat in your hackers. It's because all the jockeys are in the pockets of the bookies. They'll just steer it away. Any other day, that's why they have these little delays and everything. They're just working out which horses in the last races, you know. Plus, they always put one race on the card, which they know will kill most bets off, and it's all manufactured to me because I've been noticing that for years and years. The best thing to do is just go race by race, you know. Forget about those actors because they'll never ever come in. If it's for big money, hundreds of grand, they'll just stop the horse. To be honest with you. Right, it depends. It all depends if the connections have got money on that horse and they refuse, and the jockey refuses to steer it away, and it happens a couple of times, you know. But it does most days. They'll just steer it away. So I was interested in this 4:30. That's 7:30 in Abu Dhabi, and it's 48 grand to the winner. It's a listed race. I thought King Ottoman, that's number 8. Had a great chance here to win. Tad O'Shea, Bupat Seymour, actually World Cup winner. And he was a 16 and a half length behind Laurel River on 2nd of March 24, but he was prepping that day. And then they sent him to Jebel Ali, and this is on the dirt, so he's transferring that dirt form to turf, and I think he can do it. I think a lot of people will be on that number 7, Kavaf, because he's a course and distance winner. But I think this is a much better horse, this King Ottoman, than the Kavaf, you know. He's just a better horse, you know, sort of class-wise. So that's why, if he does transfer that dirt form to this turf, I think King Ottoman will win this race. He was just behind Daramanthoth at Jebel Ali in that big race at Jebel Ali on the straight, and that's a totally different course. I'm not sure about this track for him, but he has done well at Churchill Downs, and I think Churchill Downs travels around the world. If you've got a horse that runs well at Churchill Downs, I think over the years that a horse that runs well at Churchill Downs will run well at any other track in the world, whether it be turf or dirt. I worked that sort of little stat out myself years and years ago, and it does work. So if you want to follow Churchill Downs form, it does travel everywhere. So when you're looking at US racing and you see Churchill Downs and it's moving into sort of Saratoga in the August, that Churchill Downs and Saratoga go really well for form transference. So something like that, you know. So I thought that King Ottoman had a chance here. The other one I thought was Kefaf, because he does need to improve, but he looks like he's improving, and he's a course and distance win. That's number 7, Kefaf, Oscar Chavez and Michael Costa. And Michael Costa's got another one there, Al Sazim, number 2. I think he could run well, but I thought this New Comedy, it might be a decent price, that's number 9, New Comedy. I thought he could run well here. He's got really decent form for this type of race here, that New Comedy, and also my little Ursa Minor. Now, the thing is with Ursa Minor, that's number 11. He should be a good price. I love this horse. I think he's just stepping a bit too far. I think he might take them along here in this race. And I might, so just put new Ursa Minor, that's number 11 on the bottom of your ticket. So I've went for number 8, King Ottoman, 7, Kefaf, 9, New Comedy, and 11, Ursa Minor on the bottom. And Ursa Minor is due a big run, mind, in one of these type of races, because he is a classy individual. I would just forget about his last two runs. Totally didn't like the track at Jebel Ali, and he went 2-4, 12 furlongs at Maidan. He's coming, stepping, cutting back to 11 furlongs. I think he needs to go back to 9 or 10 furlongs, but he will give them a run if he's in his normal mood, Ursa Minor. So don't run him out. And I thought another one there was that, what one was the other one I thought was all right? 10 Bury Wells. He is a Jebel Ali horse, really, but I think he's quite decent, you know, on his day, 10 Bury Wells, number 10. But I'm not sure about coming to this turf, so I just left him out. But I wouldn't be surprised if he did well here. So my, you know, my tip is King Ottoman to beat Kefaf, new coming for the Tricast, and Ursa Minor, maybe each way extra if he's a decent price. That's a flat race and good. Now, sorry, I will do some 2-year-old races, and I'll find the decent races. So what these will be, flash podcasts. So you need to follow the podcast, click follow, and notify me. And also, if you can go to Flat Racing Guru UK, buy me a coffee, because nobody's given us anything for all these tips and winners. I've been giving them all season. I haven't gotten a penny, made a penny off yous. I've got to rely on my own money to do everything and bet my own winners. Nobody, I've helped us all out over the full season in Maidan. I've given you winners after winners after winners every day the races has been on. I mean, you cannot complain about the amount of winners I've been putting in your money, I've been putting in your pockets over the last 3 months since December, actually, when we started the new season in UAE. So we've been winning from that day, every single day that the Maidan or Jebel Ali's been on. We've been smashing in the winners. So buy me a coffee, Flat Racing Guru UK. You can help me out there. Otherwise, I haven't got no other monetary things set up, you know, so I can just basically make my own money. Basically, what I do is I don't really want to give out the tips, you know, because I think I don't trust the bookies. They fired me from loads of betting sites, and I really don't like loads of people. I check to see how many people listen to my podcast, and I'll have a bet when there's not many listened. So if you want to listen later after the race is run, I like it better, because then you can get your little form lines for the future races, you know. But I don't like a lot of people listening to my podcast before the race, because I just don't trust the bookies one little bit, especially with me over the years. So anyway, that's my tip. What I'll do is over the season, I'll pick some 2-year-old races unraced, and we'll go through them, right? And there'll be flash podcasts. So I want only the members that really want to pick unraced 2-year-old winners. And, you know, any price it'll be, I'll show you how to do it. If anyone wants to learn, that's a person I'm after. I'm not after these gamblers or professional bettors and all this sort of people. Don't want them coming onto my site. Just get your own tips and do your own form. I just want people who to learn, like, you know, say I'm the classroom professor, and I'll teach you how to pick 2-year-old winners from scratch over the next coming season. But there will be flash podcasts, so you've got to follow, because I don't know when I'm going to do it. But they will just pop up at any time. And when you miss them, you've missed them. So this is a Flat Racing Guru out.